I think it may be a misunderstanding, but TUD's official position is that TUD are not pulled out from the reviewing hearing process as well as the investigation process. And I think probably the information has been misunderstood or were not properly communicated, you know, to the concerned people. But I will assure you that TUD has not considered even to withdraw. And CUD's, you know, decision is that, you know, it is to complete the process up to the final stage. And we believe that the process, we have found it not credible because of a lot of problems in the process.
What is the problem with the process as it exists? Because the process does include the opposition party and international observers.
One of the major problems is that, you know, the board is not independent, is not neutral. The board, you know, always goes with the ruling party's decision. Another problem is there is lack of clarity in the directives and terms of reference given to the CIP members or to the members of the complaints investigation panels.
According to some of the results, the partial results released today, the EPRDF has taken 139 seats counted so far compared to 93 for the main opposition, your Coalition for Unity and Democracy, or CUD. What is your reaction to that, even though there are some more remaining constituencies to be counted?
CUD has filed its reservation that, you know, partial announcement of results will not provide, you know, any political impact on the eagerness of the people. The people are waiting for the last, you know, 2 months, you know, for the final result. Whether, you know, a party will independently form a government or a coalition of parties will form a government. Another important aspect is that, you know, they have declared, you know, 307 constituencies. Around 217 are under investigation. This shows that, you know, it's almost quite a number of constituencies are with a lot of irregularities that are going to be clarified. It shows that, you know, the inefficient operation of the board. They should just do their job, you know, cleanly and with fairness. And finally, it's good to declare, you know, the final results.
A couple of news media sites, I think including the BBC and perhaps others, have said that Prime Minister Meles has offered or said that new elections may be a good idea. Are you familiar with that offer?
Yeah, it is in the BBC Hard Talk program that the Prime Minister has really will be, you know, better for EPRDF, you know, if re-election or the free running of the process is done. CUD will be more than happy, you know. We'll have more better results, you know, if the election is repeated.
But what would be different? For example, in recent weeks, you have had repeats or reruns of contested elections in local constituencies. How would new elections be different from these recent repeats?
Many people were very much interested, you know, to get registered, you know, but the time was not allowing them. There was a deadline. So people now, you know, their participation in such electoral process has very much increased, you know. Their interest, their political will has totally changed. Most of the people will elect CUD.
But are you satisfied with the existence in new elections of the current electoral board, or would you insist on changes?
We'll continually insist, you know, that the board has to be restructured and formed, and it is human resource deployment should be with the participation of, you know, all concerned parties in Ethiopia.
When do you think we may know for sure if there will be new elections?
My personal assessment, the Prime Minister's statement that it will be better for him to, or for EPRDF to have a re-election, he's not serious at all.